I'm excited today because with us we have Bill Tarbo, the Vice President of Marketing for Work Area. And Work Area is the company that wants you to love your commerce platform. So Bill, I have to say, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris. I'm happy to be here.
So Bill and I, we first met, when did we first talk? I think we probably first talked probably 4 or 5 months ago. We had just been introduced through a mutual acquaintance. And Bill and I just started chatting on the phone and I got to learn about what he does and what his company does. And ultimately said, you know what, we've got to have you on the podcast. And so kudos to Work Area for sponsoring today's podcast. And I'm excited for the audience, quite frankly, to hear more about what Bill does and what Work Area does. So Bill, why don't we start out? What is Work Area?
Yeah, so thanks again. So Work Area is a pretty unique software platform. We're an e-commerce platform, and we're pretty new to the sort of enterprise commerce software scene. But one of the things that makes us unique is we're born out of a company that has been around for the last 2 decades. So we've been going through sort of a very interesting business model pivot, and definitely a lot of pros to that, but there's, you know, some challenges along the way. But we're, you know, a full-fledged software company now, which is great.
And what company is that that you're born out of originally?
Yeah, so we're based out of Philadelphia. Our company is called WebLink. It was founded almost 25 years ago, and it's still run by the two co-founders, Darren and Jason Hill. Darren's our CEO and Jason's our CTO. They founded the company in early e-commerce days, selling things on sort of an online catalog. And the early part of that trajectory of the company was as a services, you know, e-commerce focused agency, and got a lot of experience and real empathy with our customers over that time frame. We worked with a lot of the companies locally, but also some real global brands like Nasty Gal and Urban Brands. So we still work with some of their companies. Mm-hmm. And a few years back, based on sort of the opportunity that we saw, as well as the experience that we had, the leaders decided to invest in turning this business into a software business. And that was the seed that became the Work Area platform.
Interesting. And so in terms, that's a wild decision and a wild history that you don't hear that often. So what does that mean for you guys today then? So how are you approaching the market with what you're trying to do?
So Work Area is it's an e-commerce platform, like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. So our customers use our software to build really great shopping experiences online, and increasingly in other sort of arenas like in-store as well. Mm-hmm. In terms of kind of how and why we've done that, you know, the company had a lot of experience building websites and hosting websites. And what we did a few years back is we took some of our best folks and built a product team. And, you know, based on sort of the experience and empathy that they had with some of our past clients, they had the benefit of that long history of knowledge, but they also had the benefit of a blank slate. Mm-hmm. So we sort of took a wide view of what was out there and kind of built what we thought was sort of a modern approach to solving this. So we're a little different. Of course, we do like the cart, the catalog, pricing, checkouts, the things that you'd expect.
Right.
In like an e-commerce platform. But from day one, we've, you know, we realized that content and, you know, immersive, rich media was really important to the experience. So we have a full content management component to it. We've got great site search. That's, you know, typically something that companies are forced to go out to market and kind of integrate a third party for. And then we really focus on data and insights so that the teams that use our tool on the business side can kind of make really smart merchandising decisions and move quickly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what drew me to you in our initial conversation too, that you talked about kind of doing it with a clean slate, there was a lot of thought that you guys gave to in terms of what the commerce platform needed to be from an omnichannel perspective too, in terms of how a commerce platform is not just to sell things online a la traditional e-commerce, but actually it can be a tool for actually how you run your in-store business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, one of the things that's very prevalent and platforms today is this sort of concept of, you know, building an API for all the functionality. And luckily that was something that we built from the beginning into the system. And what that lets us do is it lets our customers really think beyond the browser. So some of our customers are using Work Area to power some really interesting in-store experiences. So one of our customers, fast growth fashion brand on the West Coast, they're using Work Area to power their store associates, to power big kiosks in the store. They've even built a sort of, you know, magic wardrobe experience where if you're shopping and, you know, you're in the fitting room with the wrong size, you can actually request a new size or color, and someone will go run and pick that up. So
wow, while you're in the fitting room, you know, via your commerce platform?
Yeah, so it's something that we're super proud of. It's something that and one of the things that we talked about, Chris, was, you know, there's a lot of folks in our space who sort of believe that this sort of e-commerce platform space is becoming commoditized.
And, right. And
that's something that we kind of really disagree with here. Right. And there's a lot of passion with our team. So mm-hmm. There's so much that we can do in retail, as you know, and you know, following your work. There's so much opportunity where the technology needs to move fast. So yeah, it's been really exciting for us.
I think that's an awesome example because, you hear that all the time, but that's if you're thinking about it with the singular context of selling things online. But if you start opening your mind to the new context of selling things, you know, in a store and how you think about the platform that way, that's amazing. Those examples are few and far between with that type of capability. So that's really cool. Well, what about more about you? Like, what drew you to do this? I mean, what's your background and why did you say, hey, I'm going to, you know, cast my lot with, these types of concepts that we're kicking around?
I've been in this industry. I don't feel like a veteran, but I guess you can call myself. It's been over 10 years, right? I started in the space. I got my degree in computer science, so I was on more of the software engineering side. And I actually started at a company called ATG. They're now part of Oracle's platform. I started as a sales engineer, so that in that role. Part of the sales team helping demonstrate the product, and so much has changed since then. It was actually a different world where, you know, as part of that sales team, we were going out and trying to convince people to sell stuff online. And
right.
You know, it was quite an easy sale actually back then. And you know, fast forward to now, I've been sort of in and around the space at large companies. I did a time at eBay when eBay was a larger sort of commerce-focused conglomerate with PayPal, and they owned Magento and a couple other entities. I did work at startups, and I'm based here in Philadelphia where Weblink's based, mm-hmm. and got to know the team over the years, and was really convinced based on, number one, the product, the people, as well as their sort of strategy for where this could go. I was convinced I could help them and try and grow the market here.
Is there anything you take with you from like those experiences at eBay now as you think about some of the things you've already brought up in terms of thinking about everything with a new context? Like, is there things that lessons you took from those past experiences that you're now applying today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very different company now than it was just a few years ago. But I think they're really focusing on their core business. But at the time when I was there, there was sort of this comprehensive full end-to-end commerce strategy. They had, solutions for small sellers, medium size, and enterprise sellers with all the offerings that they had for the enterprise. And what was really great about that experience for me is I was part of an innovation team. At a company that large, they actually have departments dedicated to innovation.
We're familiar.
Ann and I know that well.
Yeah. Right.
That's how Ann and I met, actually.
Well, right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly how we met. So, you know, the ideas and the use cases that are possible are just really just barely coming to market. So there's just so much opportunity out there for this technology. And it's not that it's easy. It's just that, there's folks trying to execute it. There's, you know, trying to bring costs down. There's convincing, and there's, you know, changing consumer behavior as well that you have to deal with. So, a lot of learning from that time in my career.
So that's, I want to make sure I play that back for everybody. So basically you're saying, like, because of just the exhaustive look that you took at a place like eBay of just all the things that are possible, you're saying now, like, oh my God, there's still so much opportunity out there. Because it's so cool to hear that, because I think that's what impassions us to go and do this every day. It's why we're interviewing people like yourself. So
there is. And I think, you know, I think that's what really excites me about our product is, you know, we don't sort of force a point of view necessarily on some of the innovation areas of what folks can do with our platform. So in a sense, we really focus on flexibility and ease of extending it. So, you know, the whole use case that I talked about with that fashion retailer, a lot of that was you know, ideated from that team with our support. And to have a platform where our customers can really think of a roadmap and confidently plan out these, you know, product releases is fantastic. You know, one of the trends that I've seen is that retailers are starting to have roles in their organization called product manager now,
right?
Which is sort of proving that they're investing in this sort of experience as a product, and they're have roadmaps and iterations, and it's fantastic to see.
Yeah, Bill, will you tell us a little bit about how you're onboarding new customers and retailers, and just kind of go through, you know, you talk a little bit about the special sauce of Work Area. Tell us, you know, how you're selling this product to retailers and how they're kind of getting started with it, how you're creating their own custom kind of experience.
Yeah, so we, so in terms of how we go to market, our product is delivered software as a service. So each of our customers has access both from a business user perspective as well as a developer perspective to our platform once they do. So there's a lot of tooling and interfaces for the business to use it. So, you know, we sell our software. It's sort of a monthly subscription. And then what we've done is we've grown sort of an ecosystem of agencies, third-party agencies that get trained up on our technology, and okay. They're part of the go-to-market plan for us. So there's obviously integration work, there's potentially new website design, there's new functional development, and we're going to market with, you know, a growing set of partners who believe in what we're doing and can help our customers do those things.
And are there some more examples you can give us of people that have created these kind of unique platforms using Work Area?
Yeah. Another one of my favorite customers is a company called The Books.
Yeah.
They're running on Work Area. They're trying to disrupt the flower space.
Interesting.
And they're doing some really innovative things on the supply chain side where they're doing sort of farm direct to table, you know, flower things, but they're really focusing on the experience as well. I mean, they have a team there that is, you know, rethinking what, you know, purchasing flowers, you know, organizing the recipients and relationships to a person so that you can sort of automate some of that stuff and get reminded. And a lot of that stuff is really innovation sort of at the, like, the experience tier. And
yeah.
There's no platform out there that can really, you know, come in and install quickly and let them do that. So our customers really share a lot in that creative process, and they
yeah.
love it.
I'm sure for them it's beneficial too, because they're able to focus on continuous innovation and iteration with their product, and in the case of The Books, making that a better experience, and you guys handle the back end of how they're able to operate and run a successful online and offline business.
How do you spell that too? Just out of curiosity. So The Books. How is that spelled
the
there,
Books,
Bill?
Yeah. Just like bouquet.
Like you think.
Oh, it's short. It is. It's short for bouquet. All right. I was wondering if that's where they were.
Yeah.
They did. That's fantastic. I'm gonna have to check that out. That sounds like there could be a piece in there somewhere down the line if The Books is listening. So what do you guys? What's on store for 2019? So we're just about ready to start here. We've got big things kicking off. You know, what's on tap for you guys?
Yeah. I mean, so we're just getting started. We launched sort of the Work Area brand February of 2017. So we're a couple of years in market with this new sort of, offering. And next year is a lot of really great product releases that I'm excited about. So, you know, with the combination of e-commerce, rich content, really good search, and a lot of data that surrounds that stuff, our product team is really beginning to think about use cases that cross-cut those different areas.
Okay.
And build some really great tools for our customers' business users so that they can really shorten the time frame from great idea to getting it out on the site.
Right.
So, I talked a lot about the developer flexibility, but the other thing that we really focus on is sort of the merchandising team and the marketing team. And those folks that are building content for the site and testing out promotions, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit. And I don't know if you've either of you have kind of managed that part of a business before, but
we have.
Yes. It's outrageous how slow and long it takes to do some of that stuff. So we're really
and humans shouldn't really even really be doing it. Yeah, in a lot of ways. You know
exactly,
what I mean? It's
right?
It's cognitive overload. Like you just can't handle it. So yeah, that makes
and
sense.
That's actually it's funny because to us, sort of the long game, and frankly, part of the reason why we landed on Work Area as a name is that we think that, you know, down the road, the ability for a business and the people to move quickly within a piece of software is going to be really important. It's not quite something that we're explicitly asked right now. When people look at our product, it shows through our demos and that kind of thing. But, our bet is on, enterprise software, really focusing on, getting things done, working smarter, collaboration, testing and optimization, and really just getting out of the way, right? So you don't need, a developer's, a sprint, a staging environment to change a promotion on the site.
That's a really interesting thesis because you're basically saying like you want to be the software that's easy to use because if it's easy to use, therefore you can experiment to try to figure out what the right answers are, which is absolutely 100%.
Giving retailers the flexibility not only from, to test and experiment with things that they're doing in store too, but how their platform that's operating their business is able to function.
Yeah, and I think for retailers and any online players, their online agility, right, how quickly they can react or move or turn over content is going to be increasingly important.
Yeah, because no one
focused on that.
Yeah, because no one knows the right answer. I'm curious. I mean, you were humble before saying, you don't feel like a veteran, but is that your advice? What advice would you leave, especially for our listeners that, care about the subject that we've been talking about like we do today? Like, what advice would you leave for them, as they go forward thinking about this in terms of the context of what you guys do?
It's a huge part, retail and commerce is sort of, it's a huge part of our economy, right? But you'd be surprised how close-knit the network is. And I guess my advice would be people are still figuring things out, but there are people who are sort of been in this space who are willing to help. So, network with people, befriend people. I know a lot of us go to trade shows. I actually really love trade shows because they're sort of reunions for me. I think my number one piece of advice is just network with folks. I mean, if you have a hard problem to solve or a question, seek out the experts, send them a note on LinkedIn or email or pick up the phone. I think people in general are all trying to figure this out together in our space. So, I guess that would be my advice. And I wish I had taken my own advice years ago, but it's helped me in the last couple of years.
Ditto. That is great advice. And we love trade shows too. I can see even going through this call even further, I can see why we were kind of kindred spirits when we first talked to each other on the phone and got on so well. But Anne's been chomping at the bit. So we're going to get you out of here on, of course, how millennial are you? So she's been chomping at the bit. She's got a new set of questions that she's been asking everybody.
Yes.
So
I'm
going to hand the mic fully over to her. So Bill, if you're ready, she's going to put you on the hot seat.
All right. So we'll go through these pretty quickly. So the first question, Bill, is when the option is available, are you using mobile payment or are you pulling out your credit card?
Oh, interesting. So if I'm...
You're in the grocery store.
If I'm in a grocery store, it's 100% credit card.
Ooh.
I was an early adopter when I was at eBay of all these new things, right? But it's, to be honest, people don't know yet. Cashiers don't know yet. And it takes longer to explain. I was teaching folks at Home Depot a couple of years ago about PayPal.
Right.
Because I would use it every time. So unfortunately, credit card every time.
You still credit card.
Okay, second question. When you get invited to a wedding, what are you typically gifting these days, and how do you gift it?
So my wife does most of that, but I guess our process would be to really look at the registry. And, I've had a couple family weddings where, you know the person really well, and you can kind of go outside the registry. But, registry and...
Are you doing that online, Bill, or are you going into an actual store?
Oh, 100% online.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to tell me you're printing off pages.
Then you're like baby boomer.
Oh, I didn't even know you could do that.
Perfect. You just saved yourself.
Perfect.
Okay. Third question. How many times this last week would you say you've ordered food or drinks from an app?
Oh, zero. That's an easy one.
None.
Wow.
I mean, where I work here in Old City, Philadelphia, there's so many awesome restaurants. So we're always out and about checking out new stuff. And then I like to grill when I get home. So I guess I don't use the apps too much.
Nice. Even Starbucks? No Starbucks app?
You know, we have really good company coffee.
I had a feeling you were going to tell me that.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to get out to Philly,
yeah, we
man.
Do.
God,
we do.
There's so much good stuff going on in Philly.
Okay, last question, Bill. If you could only use one social app for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Oh, man. You know, this probably will be, for me, WhatsApp, because we have this huge family thread. We, you know, folks who have iPhones and iMessage, and folks who have Android, and across my extended family, we're always on WhatsApp, and frankly have stopped using Facebook to share family pictures and events. So that, I would say that for me.
That's incredible. And what a good time of year to talk about. I'm more impressed that you have a thread going with your extended family
and they're all on WhatsApp.
Impressive.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Pretty sweet. That's a cool answer. We haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good one. That's awesome. Well, that was great, Bill. Thank you so much. It was awesome having you on the show. A couple quick things. So if people want to learn more about you or their company, where should they go?
So you can check us out at workarea.com. And then I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me. And I'm always engaging with folks in our industry. So reach out, and happy to connect.
Awesome. And if people are, I know NRF's, people are gearing up for NRF. If people are at the show and they get to listen to this and they're like, oh, that makes sense. I could use, you know, that type of capability in terms of how I'm thinking about my commerce platform and the types of things I want to develop. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. We'll have a crew there.
Okay.
We'll be within the sea of people. So we're happy to connect and meet in New York.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, again, thank you so much. On behalf of Anne, myself, again, this is Bill Tarbell, the VP of Marketing for Work Area. For all the listeners out there, to Bill, of course, as always, be careful out there.